There are many elements to our inner journey. There's a practice, cultivation, awakening, growing in understanding. The process of purification. Spiritual path can be viewed from many different angles. But something is constantly missing unless we grasp the essence of it. And the essence of it is love. It is not necessarily that type of love that one gets emotional, sentimental. One is praying to gods. One is seeking grace. It is love which is infinitely more intimate, subtle. It is where the lover seeks to relinquish any traces of duality within oneself and his relationship with the ultimate. In that journey, evolution of love, there is no distinction between love towards one's own self, one's very self, and the self of the ultimate reality that into which we are dissolving, returning to. The meaning of that love, we understand more and more. Proportionately to how deeply we become absorbed in reality. It is in that disappearance, positive disappearance, within which the essence of our existence continues to be conscious of itself. It is in this disappearance that for the first time we understand the truth, the hidden truth behind the notion of love. From that place we realize that everything that we thought love was more or less an illusion, a misperception. to be in meditation, to experience your meditation in a truly meaningful way, where it is filled with meaning, filled with light, with this tremendous value that is flowing from within towards your existence and consciousness. Is to begin experience that meditation. As a state of love and growing into love and merging into love and disappearing into love. In that state, there's no one who is relating to anything. It is a condition of pure bliss, which is love. Bliss is where that duality, that tremendous gap, that gap which almost never can be crossed between the lover and the beloved, suddenly disappears. And what remains is that which is beyond words. Even though before you can merge, there is still duality within yourself, not just between you and the ultimate, even between your me and your soul, still the duality has to be embraced by the sense of love, by the energy of love. By the understanding that it is love. Which is calling you to evolve and grow within. Into your actualization. Of that very purpose for which you have been created. If you are simply practicing, cultivating, doing the inner work, trying to attain different states, no matter how diligent you are, you will fail because the essential is lacking, the fundamental is missing. That love, which is at the core of your evolution, longing, and existence, is not simply felt in your heart, it is felt in your whole being, it is everywhere. You go into consciousness, you feel it as love, you go into being, it is love. Your intelligence, everything is penetrated by the energy of love, which is simply your soul. If you are experiencing difficulties on your path, you keep regressing, you keep losing yourself. You can find many explanations for that. But the bottom line is, there is not enough love towards your own self. You are not honoring yourself enough. You are getting too easily lost in that which is not love, which is the anti-love. What does it mean to self-remember? What does it mean to abide inside? Is to honor that light that is the most precious in your existence. Discipline, certain integrity, dedication, these are all external aspects of the fundamental, which is the love of the soul. When you get lost in the subconscious, when you follow the impure tendencies, again, it is the absence of love. And fundamentally, absence of love of your own self. One cannot know what love is unless one has merged, unless one has become one with the one reality. One can sense it, one can feel it, but the complete knowing is a result of disappearance. Of returning to the state of immaculate unity with the light of the Creator.